Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop. The rap.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power. Bringing voices to power.
Okay, in this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I have guest Dr. Vic Naumov, author of Generation Sick, The Power, Politics, and Propaganda Behind America's Healthcare Crisis. Dr. Vic will discuss his book, and I'll ask him about some of the pressing issues when it comes to healthcare. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. Also, is when we're going to get into some questions and what he thinks about repeal and replace with what. Good morning, Dr. Vic. How did I do on that last name?
Hey, listen, you if it was Smith or Jones, it would have been easier, but you did a great job. And listen, thanks for having me on, and thanks for sharing your platform with the important message we need to get out to your listeners.
We're just glad to have you. Now, just tell us, I was looking at the name, I said, when I seen the V back there, I said, uh-oh, is this somewhere over in the Baltics. Is that name originated?
Yes. Well, you know, that's the origin, but like any other family, first generation here, war has displaced both sides of my family, so I'm a first generation guy here, but yes, Eastern Europe.
Okay, that's good. You know, glad that you're here. Let you know that I'm one of the people that don't mind immigrants coming in. We're an immigrant country. I don't mind people, you know, no matter where you're from. You know, at some point you've got to police your borders and all that stuff, I know. But at some point we got to continue being a place where people have a better idea about life and want a better life for their families. You should be able to do that around the world. I mean, if you feel like going, moving to Gaza is best for you and what you want for your family, you should be able to do that without no problem. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us about the book.
It took me about 5 years to research the book and about a year and a half to write it. I'm a chiropractor by trade. I've been doing that for almost 20 years. I'm still currently in private practice part-time. About 5 years ago, I shifted sort of my passion and my interest a little bit more toward research because I was just, you know, sick and tired of seeing people that have been coming in with a variety of different ailments and conditions that are basically lifestyle managed. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to find out was, you know, how do we get here? Who's behind it? And what the agenda is of this so-called healthcare system that we have in this United States. I mean, for some reason, you know, this country that, you know, monetarily is the wealthiest country in the world, but yet we have some of the sickest population that's out there. Our life expectancy has just dropped. Our quality of life is diminishing. And, you know, I understand cause and effect. And one of the things I want to know is I wanted to know what the cause was. And for us to be able to get to the cause, we have to start digging through some papers and some information that's not readily accessible through public outlets. And, you know, I wanted to put a book out that I wish I had 20 years ago because I wanted to remove the ignorance. I wanted to remove the fear because those are two major factors that the system uses to control the population. And I wanted to empower them with facts. And I also wanted to encourage them to read the facts. And you'll see in the book, I don't tell you what to do. I don't tell you, I don't take sides. I don't tell you what's good or what's bad. I just give you information and I encourage you to make the best, you know, the best decisions for you and your family. And the goal of the book is to restore the power to the people through knowledge, information, and hope.
Yes, and it's doing that, and I'm glad that, like you said, you're looking at it from a perspective of neutrality.
But that's the only way to look at it, because the thing is that if I or you start telling anybody what to do and try to occupy that space of we know what's best for you, aren't we like everybody else? And how is that empowering an individual? It's not. I think that's not empowering them. I think what it does is it, you know, does not encourage them to seek and they shall find, okay? Health is, you know, health is imprint. Nature imprints health for all of us, all right? We as a species, we have the built-in capacity to be a self-healing, self-regulating organism. And the only thing stopping us from that is understanding how the body works, what the natural laws are, and how we need to nurture nature. And my book is really cut into a couple of different segments, but I do go into some of that. I share my journey, my family's journey. And again, it's not telling you what's best for you. What it is it's telling you what I did and how it, you know, changed my life and empowered me to move forward.
Also, since you was talking about natural, what do you think about cannabinoid receptors that's already placed in the body. How does that connect with natural healing?
I think you know the answer for that. If the creator, okay, had put something there to nurture nature, doesn't it have a purpose? Right? And you know, like, you know, it says in every text or every religious text, that I don't want to get into religion and different things like that, but the herbs are for the healing of the nations, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? So the thing is, you have to ask questions. See, one of the things that I do is I ask questions. If a plant that has an innate receptor to the human body is labeled illegal, what's the motivation behind that? Well, if you're John Rockefeller.
That brings us back to your chapter 10. That brings us back to the monopoly on healthcare.
True.
That's part of that.
And that's what it's about. It's about introducing artificial poisons into the body and brainwashing you to think you could be healthy. And what it does is it excludes and demonizes natural plants. Hippocrates, I even write this in a book, Hippocrates 2,500 years ago cured every disease of his time with the use of herbs, plants, diet, lifestyle modification. He did not use drugs. So I take personal offense that the allopathic model uses or has stolen Hippocrates as the father of modern medicine, which is a complete lie. The real father of modern medicine, allopathic medicine, so to be correct, is John D. Rockefeller. Because prior to 1913 and prior to John D. Rockefeller taking over the healthcare system in the United States, we were the healthiest, most productive country in the world, and our main source of healthcare as far as treatments were natural. They were homeopathy. They were herbs. Chiropractic was founded in 1895. So we use modalities that nurtured nature, not modalities that offended nature, like toxins and poisons of what we have now.
I'll tell you what's really an insult to anybody's intelligence, especially people like you that are doctors. If you could look back in the late 1700s and 1800s and into the 1900s, cannabis was part of the medicine that doctors were using. They was prescribing it on a mass scale. Now, all of a sudden today, states like I live in, like Alabama, we need to do more studies. Well, what the hell were these people doing back then and using it back then? Like you said,
Hippocrates' days. And that's 2,500 years ago.
And you could even go back further than that, because where did the Greeks get their knowledge? They all went to Egypt and Africa to study and to learn. So they really are not the creators if they went and learned it from somebody else, you know. So, but they're the ones who brought it to the forefront and who put it in stone. I mean, who put it on paper when it was already on stone. But back to, like I was saying, how can it being used all this time? Even go back to the Old Testament. The original recipe for anointing oil calls for cannabidiol. And every botanist, linguist, every person that has anything to do with those words and stuff and how language has changed, everybody agreed that cannabidiol was cannabis.
Right.
If they use it in their religious sacraments, if that's the anointing oil, shouldn't you be able to have access to the oil as part of your religious sacraments? I mean, you might want to do something to yourself in your own home, in your own temple, not just at a church. You might have, and so that's what I can't get about it. Like I said, here in Alabama, we know people use it for all types of things going way back tens of thousands of years. Why now? When a population such as Alabama tries to get it, they got to do more studies.
Well, because that's a smokescreen. The study is a smokescreen. The reason why you do not have access to cannabis and other natural medicines that actually cure the body, not treat, because remember, the current model we have, the allopathic model, which is German in nature, that relies primarily on drugs and surgery and long-term hospital stays for profit, all right, they don't want a healthy population, all right? So the thing is, if you're a healthy individual and you're living your life in congruence with nature, and, you know, healthy people don't need drugs and surgery. So healthy people aren't customers. It takes me a half a step back because I asked a question in the book. I'm a guy who likes to ask a lot of questions. I asked a question of my readers in the book. If I control, you know, ask yourself this question. If I controlled an industry that only made a profit when people were sick, what would be my motivation to ensure that they're healthy? And the obvious answer, absolutely none, because that's a bad business plan. Okay? We don't have a healthcare system in this country because it doesn't promote health. It's just like life insurance. Life insurance insures your death. It doesn't insure your life. So this play on words, okay, is what's really brainwashing and distorting reality for the public. And that's the reason why you're not having not only cannabis, but you're not having any other herbs. And it says it back in the scriptures, the herbs are for the healing of the nations. And I wrote that in my book as well. You know what? Why are we giving them poison? Well, we're giving them poison because John D. Rockefeller Sr. decided to get out of Standard Oil, get into the chemical industry, and he found a way to be able to make a profit off of sick and suffering people who are looking for nothing more than a cure for their disease. But he doesn't give them a cure. He gave them a treatment in which they die anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and then it leads to this. They make a profit off of the sickness and disease. So if you're not trying to treat it, you get to an evil person, or the whole entire industry becomes evil, you know, because it's just like the same thing with health care. You know, any great cause, any great thing that happens starts out as a cause, and then it eventually corrupts itself. I don't know why that happens, but if he can make money off it, it will get to a certain point where people will actually be trying to make people sick to increase the business.
Marcus, they're doing this now anyway. Big Pharma is in bed with Big Food. They're making us sick. You know how they're making us sick?
Exactly.
They're putting chemtrails in our air. They're putting sodium fluoride, which is a byproduct of aluminum manufacturing, one of the most toxic substances on the planet. They're putting it in your water. They're using glyphosate, which is a herbicide. Okay, and they're spraying it on your food. So they're giving you GMO foods, okay? They're giving you foods that your body can't even recognize. And, you know, and when you eat it, there's no chemical affinity to the cell, so there's no absorption. And you know what happens? People become overfed and undernourished, because the only way you can establish nourishment is that there needs to be a chemical affinity from the food that you eat to the cell. So one of the things that we have going on is we have this obesity, and we have diabetes, and we have all these other conditions that are exacerbated through poison food, poison air, poison water, and poison land. So those are facts. I mean, you know, people can say, well, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not. Look, do your homework. Do your homework.
Yeah.
I'm not here to convince you. I'm not here to debate you. I'm not here to anything else. Do your homework, and whatever conclusion you come to with those facts, you have the freedom to make the choice on how you live your life. My job is just to expose the facts, okay? And if it pisses you off, that's great, because getting emotional facilitates action, and action facilitates change, and that's ultimately what we want. That's how we restore the power to the people, because nobody's going to care about you or your family. Nobody cares. The system doesn't care. The illusion is there like it cares, but it doesn't. It's only you who needs to care about yourself and your family. And for you to do that, you have to have knowledge.
You're exactly right. And that's what happens when profits come before patience. You get a system, which is your chapter two. You will get a system that's going to try to increase those profits. And what better way to increase those profits than to spray a little chemtrails, put a little of, like you said, sodium fluoride into everything that you can get, and try to, and on another level, we know the damage it does to the pineal gland, so dumb the people down a little bit and poison them at the same time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, most people know about the pineal gland because it's very popular. Anything that you look at, you know, online, it talks about that. But do you also know that sodium fluoride is one of the, causes, you know, is a carcinogen, meaning it causes cancer. And one of the things that it damages and destroys is the bone. It actually sits in the bone. And with kids, there are cancers like osteosarcoma and different bone-based cancers that have been shown to be correlated to sodium fluoride ingestion.
You're exactly right. I'm doing a show. I did a show for a little guy from Alabama. He's at the end stages of cancer. I did a show with him last year, and he's suffering from the sarcoma.
Right.
And
the cause of that, look, I also put in my book that all of these cancers and diseases, major diseases that are destructive to the body over time, can be traced back to two sources. First one is a deficiency of one thing or another, or a toxicity. Okay? And the thing is that I tell people, if you close the gap on the deficiencies, and I go through this in my book, and you reduce the amount of toxicity that you put in, and I go through this in my book from what I did for myself and my family, okay, it reduces your risk. Does that mean we can stop it all? No, because guess what? The system is so corrupt and goes after us so aggressively that we can't stop it all. But what we can do is we can slow down the process of poisons by choice, identifying them. That's why it's very important to have labels on our food and our drinks and everything else, and also close the gap on our deficiencies from nutrition. So we got to end up eating, you know, organic, non-GMO foods.
Yeah.
When you ask the questions, you have to ask the questions. And one of the things I do with my book, okay, everything we're dealing with now, Marcus, these are all symptoms of the system that John D. Rockefeller implemented in the early 1900s in this country. Okay, so for us to be able to understand what the agenda is, I name names too, who was involved, okay? For us to be able to move forward, we first need to understand how we got here. And I think it does a decent job, and like I said, you're probably a good critic of it as well. I'm always a harsh critic on what I put out there. But it does a good job of showing you how we got here. And then after you're done reading it, once you know how we got here, it empowers you to make different choices in your life. Okay, it's about action. It's about choices. I tell people, vote with your lifestyle. Okay, put your money and put your efforts into causes, into products, into services that support your understanding of health, wellness, prosperity, and liberty for yourself and your family.
Exactly. And with that sounds like a good note to wrap this one up on. I want to tell everybody to come back and join me and Dr. Vic tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And we're going to talk about repeal and replace and with what. And we're just going to get his ideas on the health secretary of the newly elected Trump and their views. And we're just going to get his take on a whole lot of things. I want to encourage y'all to call in tomorrow around 12. And with that, Dr. Vic, I really appreciate you having you on. And I hope you will consider coming on here often, because the people need to know these things.
Hey, Marcus, I appreciate the opportunity. Listen, you know how to reach me. I'd be happy to get on the air with you and share anything that you'd like me to, because, again, look, nobody succeeds by themselves. The purpose of the book is to restore the power to the people by giving them facts and encourage them to change their actions. And you know what? you and I are both on the same page, and you know, it's just us moving forward, and we got to be able to do it together. And in the meantime, if they want to pick up Generation Sick, it's on Amazon and also on Kindle. So I have to put a little plug in here on the back end. But I'll see you tomorrow. I look forward to talking with you, and let's just expand upon, you know, the foundation we laid today.
Yes, yes, that'll work. And definitely plug the book, because I want to support the book, and that's why I want you to, because, like I said, I'm really loving the things that I'm reading in here, and I support the book, so I want you to be able to come on the show and talk about it as much as your time is available.
Excellent. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and, you know, like I said, we'll get into anything you want to get into, and I would encourage you if you know, if they want to, you know, call in and we can have a nice little discussion,
right,
that's always great.
I can feel you now.
Yeah, thank you.
I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.